So.
Good evening, everybody. Glad to see you all came tonight. This is the meeting of the Santa Carlos Estates Water Control District. We're now calling it to order at, anybody got the time here? 6:03 PM on March 18th, 2024. A quorum is present. Roll call, Chairman Jim Bradford, Vice Chair Jennifer Finazzo, Supervisor John Solucci, Manager Audrey Mendres, and Richard Pringle, the attorney. Mr. Edfield is not present this evening. He had a family emergency he had to leave town for.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Pardon?
I said Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, okay. I was sort of waiting to kill a little time, hoping the attorney would get in before then, but we'll go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance and the prayers. Got a flag over here. These monitors are covered tonight, so, and there is one up over here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please stay standing for a moment.
Lord, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the peace that we have here and the freedom that we have in this place. I thank you for your guidance and your direction for the board and for everyone here, that we will be all that you need it to be, and you will give us direction that will come directly from you. So we just give you thanks for everything that you've done for us, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Engineers report.
Okay. Let's have the manager's report with the engineer's report.
Okay, I will start with the engineer's report. So the following report is being presented in absentee of Mr. Edenfield as district engineer for the San Carlos State Water Control District, and provides updates on various activities of the district's engineer's office since the last report. As far as right-of-way permitting, we have 23 open permits. We have one approved permit. Finalized and closed permits, there are three, and there are a total of 17 inspections. Mr. Edenfield received communication from the project engineer for the Spring Creek / Bonita Springs Golf Course Flood Reduction Project that applications for the two connections would be submitted shortly. They requested a waiver from the approved San Carlos Estates Water Control District contractor list for their project with RMEC grant, which RMEC granted. As of this morning, no applications have been received. Next item, FEMA. RMEC met with the new FEMA project manager and the San Carlos Estates Water Control District team to discuss the status of various projects under the review of FEMA by FEMA. Supervisor Solucci was in attendance and can provide details. Number three, interlocal agreement. RMEC communicated with Matt Feeney of the City of Bonita Springs regarding the proposed interlocal agreement and was advised that it is still in process with a commitment to move it forward. As far as Imperial Parkway, currently reviewing right-of-way ownership issues relative to the San Carlos State Water Control District, LDOT, and residents. Item number five, the right-of-way access gates. RMEC is currently modifying gate plans secured from the Lake Worth Drainage District to meet the needs of the San Carlos Estates Water Control District at the south end of Waterfall and north ends of Rocky Road and Amarillo. Plans and bid packages to be issued prior to the April board meeting. Met with Dr. Don Duke and Dr. Sergio Thomas to tour the storm water system of the San Carlos Estates Water Control District. Drs. Duke and Thomas are interested in assisting the San Carlos Estates Water Control District with our stormwater discharge quality characterization as required by the National Pollution Discharge Elimination System MS4 permit. They will be preparing a budget estimate for a preliminary assessment from which a longer-term monitoring program can be established with the goal of initiating monitoring at the beginning of the coming rainy season. Also, some illicit discharge. On March 13th, we identified an illicit discharge from a travel trailer located at 25525 Mariah Lane, east side, south end of Pinson. RMEC documented that in addition to blocking the Mariah right-of-way, the trailer was discharging its waste tank into the Mariah Canal. RMEC contacted the City of Bonita Springs Code Enforcement, who dispatched Officer Kyle Easterly. RMEC escorted Mr. Easterly to the site and encouraged Mr. Cleland, who indicated he owned the trailer. Mr. Cleland was directed to immediately remove the discharge to the canal, remove the waste piping, and clean up the solids that had been discharged. This was done in the presence of Mr. Easterly and Mr. Edenfield. Upon the completion of the cleanup, Mr. Cleland was given 24 hours to remove the trailer from the right-of-way, and Supervisor Bradford confirmed that the trailer had been removed from the property the following afternoon. No further action was required. Related to the agenda for this evening, RMEC will document and solicit proposals to repair the damaged asphalt at the intersection of Busy Bee and Strike Lane. We will also determine if any other intersections are in similar need and include them if warranted. RMEC will utilize the City of Bonita Springs continuing services vendors for the solicitation. Any questions, we can contact Ron. And that concludes the engineer's report.
You ready for your report?
Yes, sir. I'm ready for my
continue
report.
Continue on. Go ahead and do the treasurer's report while you're doing it.
Okay, yes. So the manager's report, as you guys know, I've been dealing with, and it will be brought up later on in the topic, FOBs. So I'm going to relay that to the end because it's on the agenda. I can give you an update on the CIP Phase 2, which is so far we've collected $53,175.70 with an outstanding balance of $119,609.85. I was able to contact one vendor. I left a message. I'm waiting for him to call me back in regards to those repairs that are going to be needed for the end of Stillwell and not Stillwell, Busy Bee and Strike Lane. So I'm going to go over the chair's report. The financial reports have been submitted for approval to all of the supervisors. You have them. They've been in there in your packets as of now. And that's kind of like a combination of engineer's report, manager's report, and the chair's, the treasurer's report.
Yeah, hoping you're not doing the chair's report now. But
no, sir, absolutely not. You're up.
I don't really have a lot to report this evening, except for the fact that through conversations with FEMA, we're in the process, hopefully within about the next 6 weeks, to receive back the money that we spent for all the projects during Hurricane Ian. They said the money's on the way, so we're looking forward to seeing that. Already covered the sewage issue. This is something where the residents of the community should really pay attention to what's going on around us. And so many times I get phone calls from residents and they just don't want to get involved. Well, I don't really want to get involved either, but I'm sitting here. So I try to do everything that I know how and can to the best that I can. But when we get an RV parked on a perimeter road, any perimeter road, you can guess that what's probably coming next. And I did. I went down every 6 hours after we found this, and I just checked to make sure he didn't drop the pipe back in there. And then the next morning, he was actually gone. So, but that same property has two other RVs on it, along with the house. Treasury, we already did the treasurer's report. Let's go for the attorney's report.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. The audit was scheduled to be presented tonight, but it will be presented next month instead. So that's why it's not on your agenda. The treasurer's position, you have received an application now at this time, and that will very possibly be on the agenda at next month's meeting as well for the board's consideration.
That's to hire that person, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Who is the applicant?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, if I may.
You may.
A person, an individual named Elizabeth Whitney.
We had a set up for Jennifer Tenazzo to be in charge of that, along with the Audrey, the manager, and that's been an ongoing process. They have interviewed people in the past, didn't work out, and so this person seems to have the qualifications. Amendments to the attorney's report complete. Amendments to the meeting agenda. Do we have anything there we need to change and talk about?
I do not have any notes, sir.
Mr. Solucci, do you have anything? Audrey, do you have anything?
No, sir.
Jennifer? Then we're good for that. Public input on business agenda items. That's the items that are on the agenda. Anybody have anything they would like to say on agenda items? No takers. We'll move on to business agenda items. Monthly meeting minutes approval of 2/19/24.
Approve the minutes.
John?
Approve minutes. Second the motion.
Aye. Motion passes. Financial report approval of 2/29/24 bank statements, 2/29/24 financial reports, 2/29/24 bills, and financial report as of 3/18/24.
Second the motion.
Aye. Motion passes. Property located at 25441 Mariah Lane and pavement of Perimeter Road. Tyler Thomas, update.
I don't see him here.
He's not here. Okay.
And probably that was the engineer. We may need to continue that one.
Okay.
We'll continue that to the next meeting. Okay. That was the property at the end of Papillion Drive, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Busy Bee and Strike Lane cracking of asphalt skirts. That was addressed.
That was addressed.
In the,
yeah.
Manager's report, and we're going to continue working on that and getting bids and things through this upcoming month. Bank accounts viewing only for manager update. Did any of that stuff get worked out yet?
Not yet.
No. Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. We'll get that taken care of this month.
Okay.
Pickup date for fobs, see the manager. I'd like to address that just a little bit.
Go for it.
Okay. The issue with the fobs and the project. None of us on the board have ever had to do something like this before. And we're most certainly working as hard as we can. There's been a lot of hard work, a lot of time spent on this, but the most important part to us is trying to make sure that we get it right for the residents of the community at the date we choose to change over. We had been very optimistic to begin with, thinking this was going to be just a crapshoot and it was going to fly right through and we were going to do this and this and this. Reassure you, nothing worked out that way. Everything's been delayed, from the receiving of the fobs to people who want the fobs to the getting the cameras up to getting things straightened out. So we'll try to keep you informed as to the best of our ability to do that. But the most important part is trying to make sure that the day we change them over, because when we do that, the old fobs will no longer operate anything. They'll be dead after that. So we're trying to make sure that everything is in place the best of our ability when we do that for the residents here. Any questions on that? If not, then we're going to move forward. Did you have anything you wanted to say?
Well, I didn't know if you guys wanted to discuss. I know last month you said you put it in my hands to go over how we were going to do this, because we've had, at the last hour, if you don't mind my saying, people coming and requesting 6, 7, and 8 fobs. Get real. This is ridiculous.
So I think the assignment from last month was for the manager to come up with a standard process. Do you have a standard now? Do you want to tell the board?
Well, I have my suggestion, and I thought about it. So we have an obligation to make sure that our residents can have access to the gate. So in all fairness, if you have your license and your registration here, you should be able to get a fob. Sure. The problem we've had in the past is people that live outside of the district and friends of residents have ended up with clickers. And they've told me this. Well, I got it from so-and-so, Jane across the street, things of that nature. So when you think about it, if you have your fob and you have one fob, you're not going to give it to anybody. We have a problem with people that don't live here having fobs to our gate. So I figured if we have a one-to-one, you're one person, you can only drive one vehicle at one time, you get one fob, it goes on your house keychain, wherever you want, and you can come and go as you please as a resident.
Yeah, but if there's multiple drivers in that residence,
Have husband and wife, and they have their licenses and their registration, husband gets one, wife gets one. Son has his license and his registration, well, he can have one too. They live here, that's fine. But 10 for one person, because they're rich and they have, like, nothing against having money, God bless. But you can only drive one vehicle at a time. And in order to have some kind of control over this gate that gets hit more than the lottery, it would behoove us to make sure that we allow our residents to have access. It doesn't mean we should have multiple fobs sitting out there. Why would somebody need 10 fobs? I don't know. But I know many people have fobs already that don't live here because they have friends who have had more than one. So my suggestion is a one-to-one ratio. One resident, one fob. You can only drive one car at one time. That's my suggestion. And proof that you live here by registration and license.
Would it be fair to take any questions, Mr. President? Would it be fair to take any questions from the audience on that matter?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Do we have any input from the public on that?
Come up to the podium if you're going to make a comment.
I've got work.
Come up here to the thing.
I agree we need to keep people out of the neighborhood, but we shouldn't jeopardize ourselves. Mm-hmm. Today I was in 3 different vehicles, a work truck, a work van, my wife's car. I just can't imagine all of a sudden having to be married to a fob. Right now I've got clickers in all my vehicles. Mm-hmm. I've got a clicker on my golf cart. Mm-hmm. Not giving them to any friends. I'm not selling them. Mm-hmm. I see people in and out coming from the golf course. I agree we have a problem, but I don't think
Excuse me, please. We need to have you tell us who you are. Some of us know who you are, but for the gentleman.
I don't. Go ahead.
For the record.
Don Barbera, 25420, very close to the gate. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be an inconvenience to have to keep a fob by my side.
And
my wife has a bad memory problem going on right now, and for her to try to remember where her fob is just isn't going to be fair to the whole situation.
I understand your situation, and I feel for you. I do. It would be nice and convenient, that's correct, but we have an obligation to grant you access, not convenience, and I don't mean that in a bad way. If we do it for you, then we have to do it for the other people that want to.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see how one person can make that decision. Maybe it should be a vote.
They're asking for my opinion.
Okay.
They wanted me to.
That's fine. That's your opinion.
Yes.
My opinion is we need more than one per person.
Thank you for your opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Anybody else have any opinion on that matter? I know I can tell you this, that from being a person that's been working on the gates now for the past year anyway, plus the number of vehicles that come up to that gate that are not community people here,
yep.
And they either have fobs, have accesses, or they just try to get through the gate by going through two cars at a time.
And that's something you're never going to fix, because I watch them all the time sitting there waiting for somebody to come through. And
just 1 minute, we'll be with you, okay? And actually, the discussion's in the audience. I'm supposed to have you up here,
yes,
so please.
I'm Maria Gomez. My personal opinion is at least two per person. That's my personal opinion.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to try to work, no matter what we do today, we're going to... I'm sure this is going to come back up. The board is going to have to make modifications to make things work better for the people who have a real need. But at the moment, we have to make some decisions to get started.
My name's Tammy Bradford. In my opinion, this is my opinion, but unfortunately, we know, I personally know several people have businesses out here, but they have work vehicles. And they want, and they have requested several fobs for all their workers. The problem is the workers don't live here. They come back and forth. I am the landowner here. I pay for these roads, and I am tired of seeing all these vehicles coming in and out using our subdivision. I have to replace these roads when the date comes to replace. Not the people living across the street, living over at 41. I have to pay for that. You all have to pay for that. So when the people that we know that are giving out all these controllers for all their friends to be able to come back and forth, they're not paying for the roads. We
no,
are.
They're not.
So we're the one held responsible to pay for the upkeep of the roads. I own these roads. You all own these roads. Not the people living across on Shangri-La or people living over here cutting through. We own them, and we have a right to say they can come through Strike Lane. They can come right up here through Strike Lane. You don't have to go through the gate. Come through Strike Lane. If it's that much of an inconvenience, then they don't need to be in our subdivision. And that's my opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to state for the record, just to give you the audience here an idea of the volume that's going through the gate.
Currently.
If you've noticed the cameras are up now, those are 24/7 monitored by a company. And I've asked them to do a study in the last... When we finally get about 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
About 3 weeks, so they've been active for about 3 weeks. And this is an example of the incident report we're getting when people are crashing the gate. And if you look at the volume of vehicles that go through that gate, they gave me a quick overall estimate that were probably between 1,800 and 2,000 times a day. Those arms going up and down, up and down. How is that possible? There's less than 650 mm-hmm. families back here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and a lot of families who live up towards the front go out Strike Lane because mm-hmm. some people are not interested in the new FOPs. They're like, no, I live near Old 41. I'm not going to go through the gate. They don't care. So of the actual number of FOPs have been asked for is less than 500. Most of that's like a husband and wife, or the husband, wife, and two kids. So one family gets four, somebody else just gets one. So it's around 500 FOBs. So if everybody's going into that gate two, three times, that's still 1,000 times a day. Here's the thing that they're telling me when they're looking at the cameras. About 10% of the vehicles going through that gate have out-of-state license plates. Okay? So there's people who have clickers that don't even live here. And many of them are living back in the apartments over there off of Paradise. So it's going to stop once this, the equipment's in. What Audrey didn't bring to the floor is that we're working on a plan to provide notice to have probably a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Once the fobs are in from the manufacturer, we'll have a Saturday, hopefully the next few weeks, everyone come in an orderly fashion and pick up your fobs. Mm-hmm. Thereafter, we need about 1 week's notice to the electronic company to come in and change the equipment. So during that time period, once you pick up your new fobs, you're still going to be using your old ones. Thereafter, once we announce that date of the equipment changeover, from that point on, only the new fobs will work. And we anticipate we'll see a lot less banging of that equipment. I mean, that equipment's brand new, and it's getting abused right now. Well, that's all I have to say.
I have a pop-up solution.
Would you like to speak?
Yes.
Sure.
So I think my opinion is that maybe one fob per driver per household. So like me, my husband, and my two sons, all registered drivers to the household, I get four.
Correct.
Then there are the special circumstances, such as this case, having a handicapped wife or an issue going on. Why don't we make that a precedent? And then if somebody is in need of additional fobs, they come before the board and do their request based on their situation.
Sounds good.
Sounds fair.
Sounds fair.
And let them plead their case why they need six fobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the board makes a decision to issue six
fobs.
That's
fobs. Better than punishing all of us.
Nobody.
No one's trying to punish anybody.
Yeah. Oof.
Just try to find a balance.
Somebody says we're paying for the roads. We are paying for the roads, so we should be able to have as many fobs as we want to have. We're paying for the roads. Don't punish us because I live where I live. I follow plenty of people. Come in, strike, and go out the gate. They didn't go to anybody's mm-hmm. house. They used this for mm-hmm. a cutthroat. I've been out here long enough when it was dirt roads. If you want me to get up there, I will, but my voice is loud enough.
The thing is, I hate to tell you this, we've got a standard that everybody needs to follow, mm-hmm. and I have to, if I would expect somebody to do it, I need you to do it also, okay?
But then I think a good decision, too, is like it just doesn't put Audrey in authority on it. It makes the board.
The board makes a decision. Yeah. Yeah. She makes a recommendation. How's that?
Quick correction. I didn't mean two per person. I mean two per household.
Well, if there's three people living in the house, they're all valid, then it's three. If it's four, whatever. We understand.
Yes. Like in my house, it's three of us.
But we have some people here who've come up and have two people living in the house have asked for eight fobs because they have eight work trucks and their employees come to the place to pick up the trucks.
I don't agree that they have
And I don't, we, yeah, that's not right.
I agree.
No. And I have a
question. Tony, would you please come?
Hello, my name is Tony. The reason I have different vehicle because it's not becoming rich. It's because I got different needs. And I cannot carry my wife's SUV, one pallet of grass. I need another vehicle to do that. And I got other different kind of job than I do doing in the community. So that's why I have to have different vehicles. Just please keep think about it.
Okay.
Well, you mean a circumstance to bring that to Audrey, outline the issues, mm-hmm. and the board can make that decision. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And it would really be helpful if anybody has a special need that maybe they address that with Audrey before the board meeting, mm-hmm. try to work through it, and then when you come to the board meeting, she can already have the board members informed as to what we're looking for, so maybe we can make it a lot easier. Okay.
I did bring it up at the meeting 2 months ago.
Yeah, like I said, this is new to all of us. We're trying to work through the process. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to satisfy everybody the first time out, but we'll try to work through those snags and hoops and try to figure it out as we go along. And I'm sure that for the most part, we'll get it worked out.
So are we going to adopt what was proposed?
Did that require an adoption?
Yes. Yes.
Dave
Nadek on Catskill. So I don't have the fob. I live close enough to the front, et cetera. So I really don't have a dog in this fight, but mm-hmm. leave it to me to provide an idea outside the box. But and don't throw any tomatoes at me. I think we would be better off if that gate was down on Imperial and we opened that with only a gate, so you have the same traffic. I'm guessing a lot of these incident reports are because that's a tough, to navigate through the current gate in Stillwell, you have to turn left, turn right. If you have a trailer or a commercial, I mean, I wouldn't want to do that. So that, I think that's a complication here, and it's an aggravating factor. If you had it down on Imperial, there'd be plenty of space to just put the gate in far enough so you're through the gate and you're done.
You're referring to putting it outside our district someplace.
No, no, at the end of Strike, Strike and Imperial.
Strike and Imperial?
Yeah.
Strike and Imperial. Oh. Strike Lane and Imperial.
Yeah. Three Oaks. Imperial.
Three Oaks?
Yeah.
Three Oaks?
Yeah. Imperial.
Well, that's actually Imperial there, so it's
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow. So it's just an idea.
Can you, don't
answer me tonight. It'll take a couple of years for you to ponder this, I'm sure. But it's just, I think it would simplify everything. I would actually get a fob if I do not like going out. In fact, my schedule's flexible, so I can kind of pick and choose when I go. I try not to leave when it's the traffic's bad, because it is dangerous. And if I do, I have to turn right, because turning left there in rush hours.
And David, I'm somewhat in agreement with you, too, because there takes a lot of the heat and traffic off of Stillwell, because there's a lot of traffic on that road from the people that live there. Mm-hmm. And then you have people that are cutting, damaging district right-of-ways, popping off of Imperial Three Oaks, so one day that may become a solution.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you.
And I know there's no cutout to turn left, which is fine, so you can, there's a U-turn available.
Are you talking about on Imperial? They have the cutout up there.
It's only to turn right. There's no cutout
it's only to
in
turn
the center.
Right. It's to turn right.
It's in the center, too.
Oh, is it?
No,
in the center?
So.
Okay.
So, we can look. But
well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would only have one comment to that. I was at some friend's house in Venice last week, and they had a road about like Strike Lane is, and the amount of emergency vehicles in the evening time that went by on that road. And I would tell you, if you look at the geographic from a map location of Strike Lane to every other option, it's the shortest distance that any vehicle can take between Imperial and US 41.
Right.
And I expect that the county one day will be looking at going straight across. Strike Lane goes straight on across to US 41. Mm-hmm. And I expect you'll be looking at the day they'll be wanting to make this a through access all the way to New 41 without any turns. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, the amount of emergency vehicles, everyone in Lee County will use that access going across. Every police car, every ambulance, they'll all have the county fobs that open every gate in the county. They don't have a special fob to any gates. And that'll begin the opening of that. After that, the other people that'll clone them will be able to get access because of that. That'll become a through fare. And I'm going to tell you, I can't even imagine that being a highway.
Mm. Well, that is the elephant in the room. Because if you look at the map of our subdivision, that's where we should have a nice fancy entrance like everybody else on Three Oaks, a gate. It could never, never, never be open like Shangri-La. And I was kind of hoping getting this Stillwell gate worked out was the groundwork for having that one day.
Well, maybe you need to be the person that takes a hold of that.
Because it's a major, but if you look at your map, Stillwell was never designed to be a through street.
No,
it should be like every other street out here. Mm-hmm. If you live on it, you go down it. Mm-hmm. And that is the elephant in the room, is putting a attractive gate as nice as our homes are getting out here, and we're entering through a collision shop and the back of a lawnmower shop.
I agree.
You know, it's
collision shop. I agree with you.
I hope I live long enough to see a nice fancy San Carlos.
It will take people in our community to spearhead whatever happens out here. This is your community. It's not the board's community. And I totally always encourage when you come up with an idea like that. We could use a new look at the front. I mean, we got a log fence that's way outdated and it's falling apart. We're going to have to do something in the next year either to spruce that up or to replace it with something new. Maybe there's an option here to change the gates. Maybe the community would be in favor of it. We can most certainly, when we send out our annual letter, put something in it asking for input on something like that. But if you have friends and stuff in the neighborhood, if anybody else in this room cares what he just said, I would say get a hold of him, and maybe you guys can put together a committee or something and form a... That's one thing about this board. We're all for having you put together committees and changing what happens out here. But we want the people to make the decision.
And the golf course wouldn't need to cut through.
Well, it'd be nice to have some nice gates up front. Mm-hmm. And something that looks attractive to coming into the subdivision instead of the way that it currently looks.
So I just want to bring something up as a landowner now. I'm taking my hat off as a supervisor.
Count to three minutes.
Yep. So as a landowner, I've had conversations with various entities around here. I just want you all to realize that if you ever heard the proverbial cliche of the camel gets his nose under the tent, okay? What that means is you see the camel's head inside the tent, but outside the tent is this huge camel. The nose that would get under the tent, meaning us, would be access from Imperial to Strike Lane. The camel coming in behind it would be we need a water utility, wants to put sewer all back here, charges $25,000-$30,000 a pop. DOT, Florida DOT will say these roads aren't, because they're not up to standards, going to dig up all the roads, put us with a huge tax bill to bring the roads to current FDDOT standards. Then Benita Springs will step in and say, well, we need to do that. And before you know it, we'll be just like Terry Street or Coconut Road. And if you want that, then you're going to have huge tax bill, and it'll be a nightmare. Okay?
I'll get back up here, because I don't understand if we're using...
When you come back, we need you to readdress who you are, please.
If we're using the... How are we getting by using that back gate without having all this rest of the camel coming through? I'm not saying to open it. I can't say it enough times. Mm-hmm. It could never be an open thoroughfare. It has to be a gate, and as long as there's a gate, what makes it any different than that gate you're dealing with now?
I can't address Stillwell again. I'm just telling you what I heard as a landowner, what the wolves are at bay waiting to get in here, okay? And so we as a community have a lot of say, and I'll tell you how I know that. There's a individual that supports the district in various activities, and they were approached by asking, we'd like to open up Strike Lane and redo it. And we don't know how to do that because they're, quote, private roads. So the city and the county and the state know these are private roads. And with that, they want to get that changed. And again, if the camel gets its nose in the tent, by us asking for maybe gates off of Imperial, that's how they're going to do it. We can't ask for anything. Mm-hmm. If we begin asking for something like that, mm-hmm. then the whole camel's going to come in here. It's going to cost us a fortune. Mm-hmm. Because I know for a fact, now I'm going to put my builder engineering hat on. I've already confirmed this. If they want sewer in here, the main feed will be Strike Lane. And all the streets north and south, they can't put piping in. It's too long of a run. You can't get natural, gradual slope. So they're going to make everyone put in macerator pumps, and you pay for maintenance of the equipment, and you put it in to pump out to the street, to then pump out to the main.
Okay. And if you don't mind, just for the record, when you come back up, I need you to give us your name.
Don Barbera.
Thank you.
Can we ask Mr. Pringle his input as to why one gate has any different precedent than another gate? Well, that part I don't understand. And again, I never want Strike Lane open without a gate.
Would you like me to respond?
If you would like to.
Sure. Yes. The substantial difference is the type of traffic that uses Imperial Parkway versus the type of traffic that uses the back road. And the agencies, the government agencies, the City of Bonita Springs, and especially Lee County with Imperial Parkway, once the, if you install a gate on Imperial Parkway, because you have direct access over to Old 41 and then all the way over to New 41, Lee County government would be very interested, much more interested in making Strike Lane an open road and requiring you through condemnation actions to remove the gates so it is a public thoroughfare versus they don't have any interest in doing that where the back gate is currently located. They don't have any interest in making that a public thoroughfare. And I believe from everything that I have heard and seen, that would be my concern as a resident is if you allow anyone to use an intersection between Imperial Parkway and Strike Lane, it will make it a much quicker process to have it as a public road open to any and all traffic.
Thank you. And where I'm at, the back gate works better for me. It's just like I said earlier, for our appearance as a million-dollar community, which you know some of these houses are more than that now, I was just hoping to get us a little more attractive entrance, but I do appreciate the legal answer.
So. Were you referring to a front gate or were you referring to a back gate?
I was referring to Imperial Parkway and Strike Lane.
Okay.
That intersection.
He was referring to the by the railroad track.
No.
You were talking about putting a back gate back there.
Right, yes.
We were
okay.
talking about
well,
the same place.
I would have this to say where I really agree with the attorney, and that's that if anybody looks, stands down Strike Lane and looks down it, how wide, how far do they have to, can they pave before they hit a house or somebody's property? They can put a four-lane highway right down Strike Lane without having to buy one piece of property. There's no other road out there they can currently do that with. So if you don't think that's pretty high on their list, we've talked to the city manager at Bonita Springs. They said they're for it. And we've talked to the county, Lee County DOT and stuff, and it's already on their chart someplace. So that they're talking about it already. It's going to take this community to stop it. But when you look at that, just think of what they can do without spending much money to repave Strike Lane and make that a four-lane road and put sidewalks and stuff in there. They can do that in a heartbeat without too much expense. They don't have to buy one house.
And they still can't close up the canals. So now you're going to have an enormous concrete network of drainage along a four-lane highway, because that's what they would do. And right now in Lee County, it's about $10.4 million a mile to do that. And we're about 2.5-3 miles from Imperial to Old 41. So who's going to pay for the $35 million? We'll get paid for it. Okay. It'll go in our taxes. So, all right, now my supervisor has back on. So.
Okay, Dave.
Okay, that process is a little... seems a little odd. Seems to me that if they were going to open up Strike Lane, by the way, Shangri-La is two lanes, so I'm not sure why this would be four lanes.
Well, all I was addressing, David, was the amount of width of the landscaping without having to buy a house.
So there's culverts, big culverts on both sides. So
yeah, and they can have to bear that. They have many times put in underground culvert pipes with drains.
But wouldn't the prop, since Strike Lane is owned by the property owner,
eminent domain, right. Just take it over.
Right, so they're eminent domain. If they take it over with eminent domain, they're not going to require us to build, to pay for the road.
They will.
Why would they?
You above everybody should know that. You have that little spit of land in the front of your property that it was one time early years that the board tried to take that over by eminent domain and could not achieve that goal. That's why it's still got a fence around it. Right in the front of your property. So you ought to realize the eminent domain, what it can and cannot do.
Well, but if that, my little piece was taken by eminent domain, you can do whatever you want there. But you can't force me to build a road on there.
No. Nobody's
so
going to.
Likewise, I would predict that the way this would play out.
But if Lee County declared Strike Lane to be something for the major part of Lee County, Bonita Springs area to open that up, they could go for it with eminent domain and they could do that.
Right, so if they go to eminent domain, they own it, so they would have to pay for it. And well, I know you don't like to throw it away.
You're only addressing who might pay for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we can't.
I thought you were addressing the issue of eminent domain.
But to your point, if they do 41 somewhere else, there's enough. There's lots of reasons to connect somewhere else. It sounds like it's coming anyway. So.
Well, they put a crossover in there when they built Imperial to start with, so they already had a thought process when they did it. And when you look at the end of Strike Lane, where you can cross straight over onto old 41, straight on across to new 41, they can build a new intersection there and make old 41 a stop at our intersection. So.
Well, the other thing I would just say is, Mr. Barbera, so I'm well aware that Stillwell is entirely your property in front of your house. So there's a lot of things that are going through there that if I were you, I wouldn't want that either. So this is a lot of different interests that it's going to be complicated. So.
Well, every one of us out here own the property to the middle of the road, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's the only road where there's a public road that is entirely owned by. So I own half of Catskill, but the people across the street own the other half.
I own over to the other side of the ditch.
Exactly. Yeah, we know that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm on the good side of Stillwell. I'm past the gate. Nobody comes down my way unless they live down there.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Okay. If there's nothing else, we're going to move on. That was the public input. We had our time. Supervisor's comments. This is when you should have talked. You should have talked, but you've done
nobody told me to talk.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Any supervisors have any comments?
Nope.
Then we're going to put a motion on the floor for adjournment.
Yes, sir.
Second the
meeting's adjourned.